Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
The City of Boston and Massachusetts Broadband Institute wants to hear from your experience with internet access and services, access to devices, and digital skills to make sure that we have a fair representation of the area. Now, this survey is completely anonymous, and your feedback is vital to the understanding barriers to internet and device access, affordability, and adoption. Now, in which language would you prefer to continue, English or Spanish?
English.
Thank you. And what is your age?
70.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe your gender? Woman, man, non-binary?
Woman.
Thank you.
Woman.
How would you describe your race and ethnicity?
Latina.
Latina, thank you. And what is the highest level of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
Master's.
Master's, thank you. Okay. And which of the following plans do you currently have? A home internet service plan? A data plan for a cell phone?
Home internet service.
And what about for a data plan for a cell phone?
AT&T, whatever that is.
Okay, but you do have internet on your phone, correct?
Yes.
Okay, all right, thank you. And which company is your current internet service provider? Xfinity, Asdown, formerly
Xfinity.
RCN?
Xfinity.
Xfinity. And how well does your home internet service work? Not good enough to meet my needs or good enough to meet my needs?
I guess good enough to meet my needs.
Thank you. And how would you describe your affordability of your home internet service? Would you say it's very affordable, somewhat affordable, somewhat affordable, I'm sorry, very unaffordable, somewhat affordable, or very affordable?
It's not affordable.
So would you say it's very unaffordable?
Yes.
Thank you.
Very expensive.
How often do you experience each of the following with your home internet connection? Would you say your experience is not at all frequently, too frequently? No, I'm sorry, not too frequently, somewhat frequently, or very frequently? Low connection speeds?
Low connection speeds.
And how would you describe that experience? Not at all frequently, not too frequently, somewhat frequently, or very frequently?
Somewhat frequently.
Thank you. Dropped connections?
Yes.
How would you categorize that? Not frequently. So would you say not at all or not too frequently?
Not too frequently.
Okay, thank you. And how often would you use the internet? Almost all the time? Many times a day?
Daily. Daily.
So would you say many times a day or a few times a day?
Many times a day.
Thank you. Which of the following do you regularly use the internet for? You can select the ones that apply, okay? Using social media?
No.
Finding transportation information?
No.
General internet searching?
I work remotely from home, so I use it for work.
Okay. What about general searching? Or healthcare?
Sometimes.
Healthcare?
No.
Teleservices?
No.
No?
No.
Searching or applying for benefits or resources for you and your family? No. Searching news?
No.
Reading news? Okay. You said work.
Sometimes.
That one applies?
Yeah.
Okay. Participating in your local community?
Sometimes.
Okay. Searching and applying for a job?
No.
Thank you. And which of the following do you regularly use to access the internet? A library? You can select the ones that apply,
home.
Okay?
Home.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to just read down the list because I'm not able to skip them, okay? If it doesn't apply, don't say anything. And if it does apply, you just answer me with a yes so I can mark it down. A library or a community center? A workplace computer?
Workplace.
A business? Okay. A business such as a restaurant, cafe, or bookstore? A friend or family member's home? School, college, or university? Public space such as park or government building? WIC-free Wi-Fi, city-free Wi-Fi network? Thank you. How frequently would you say you use the City of Boston's WIC-free Wi-Fi network, which allows you to connect to the city for free in public spaces? Would you say it's not at all, not too frequently, somewhat frequently?
Not too frequently.
Thank you. Have you heard about the Affordable Connectivity Program, ACP, that provides discount internet services for low-income households? Yes or no?
Yes.
Are you currently enrolled in the Affordable Connectivity Program?
No.
Thank you. Does anyone in your household have access to devices that they need to meet their everyday needs to use for internet use, like computers, smartphones, tablets, and other internet-enabled devices? Yes or no?
No.
Which of the following devices do you use regularly to access the internet? A cell phone, desktop, tablet, iPad, computer, I'm sorry, laptop or desktop?
Laptop.
And what about cell phone?
Sometimes.
Okay. Any tablet?
Sometimes.
Okay. All right. And which of the following best describes the laptop you use to access the internet most often? Provided by a child school? We own the laptop?
No. I own the laptop.
Okay, thank you. How confident would you feel using the internet for each of the following? Would you say it's not confident at all, not too confident, somewhat confident,
not too confident. I'm almost done,
ma'am. I have a few more questions. I'm going to run through them, okay? Let me read. I'm just reading the answers that you may choose. I'm going to read the statement, okay? Participating in your local community? Do you feel not confident at all? Too confident? Okay. Would you say somewhat or very confident?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Healthcare or teleservices?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. Searching and applying for a job?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Transportation information?
Somewhat.
General internet search?
Somewhat.
Applying for benefits for you or your family?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. And have you ever taken any classes to improve your digital skills? Like these could be computer skills, navigating the internet, certain programs.
Yes.
Like X. Yes, thank you. Would you be interested in taking digital training skills if they were offered free of charge? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And what kind of digital skills training would you most be interested in? Do-it-yourself training module, in-person support from friend or instructor, online classes, in-person classes? None of these.
Do it yourself.
Thank you.
I have like 2 more minutes and then I really...
Okay, we're almost done. If you were taking digital classes in person, would you prefer to take those classes at a religious center, at a community center such as YMCA, at a public library?
Community center, public library.
Thank you. Okay, what kind of digital skills topics would you be interested in most? Internet safety? Downloading some new software on a computer, how to create and send emails, navigating the internet, how to use your cell phone, using social media. We're almost done, ma'am. Your opinion does count, ma'am. I literally have like a few more questions and we're done.
Yeah, I know, but if they really want people to participate, they need to take into consideration that this is a very lengthy and complicated and worse The wording is complicated, but anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your feedback, ma'am. How to pay your bills online? Basic. Use it.
No.
Using a. Okay.
Just basic.
So, basic. Okay. Thank you. And how concerned are you at all about the internet safety? Would you say not at all concerned, not too concerned, somewhat concerned, very concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Which of the following are you concerned about? That I or a loved one could be harassed or abused online? That my data could get used and stolen and used without my consent?
My data could get used and stolen.
Okay. That I or a loved one could get scammed or tricked? And that I could
That I could get scammed or tricked.
Okay, what about tracked or surveilled?
Track and surveilled.
Thank you. Okay, and do you use any tools or resources to stay safe online? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And how frequently do you use the City of Boston's website? Would you say it's never, less than a month, monthly, a few times
never.
A month? Never.
Never.
Thank you. Okay, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. How many people, including yourself, are currently living in your household?
Just myself.
Thank you. And do you live in an affordable housing? Yes or no? Thank you.
No.
And what languages are most spoken regularly in your home?
English.
Thank you. And were you born in the island of Puerto Rico, the mainland of the United States, or another country?
Another country.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes you? Heterosexual, straight, gay, lesbian, bisexual?
You asked me that in the beginning, straight.
Thank you. And are you transgender, yes or no?
I just answered that. No, I said straight.
Thank you. Did you serve an active duty in the armed forces?
No.
Thank you. And do you identify yourself as a person with disability, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And do you belong to a North American Indigenous Native or tribal group? Yes
no.
or no?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Okay. Do you receive or take part of any of the following government programs? SNAP, Mass
no,
Health,
none.
Medicaid?
None.
Okay.
None.
WIC, SSP. Thank you.
None.
All right. And were you formerly incarcerated? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And last year, what was your total income of all sources before taxes?
Sir,
to stop
I'm not going to answer that. We're done. Okay, thank
all right,
you very
thank
much.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
Done.
This concludes
Bye.
Our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, ma'am.